A look back now at an ugly piece of history from World War II, women forced into brothels for Japanese soldiers for no pay. Historians estimate that tens of thousands of women from South Korea and other countries were coerced by the Japanese state to provide sex for soldiers. Anger about the issue has haunted the relationship between Japan and its neighbor South Korea for 70 years. Yesterday, the two countries announced they had reached an agreement. The Japanese state will provide some compensation to the 46 surviving comfort women in South Korea. And in a major reversal of his position, Prime Minister Shinzo Abe of Japan apologized to the women. Mindy Cutler is director of the Washington, D.C. think tank Asia Policy Point, and she joins me now. Mindy Cutler, welcome.
Yes.
First of all, comfort women is a euphemism. What are we really talking about here? Forced prostitution or sex slavery?
We're talking about sex slavery for captive populations, whether they are girls, women, or boys, because it was beyond just simply women. And it wasn't just for brothels. Brothels sound like a place you go to. They were sent to the front line. They were part of the supply chain for the Japanese military, meaning Army and Navy.
Now, this is a long simmering diplomatic dispute, as I mentioned, between Japan and South Korea. So put this in the political context for us 70 years later.
Well, there were a number of attempts to resolve the issue, in not just with South Korea, but with the other victim countries, such as the Dutch, such as the Indonesians, such as Taiwanese and the Filipinos, with the greatest number of actually trafficked women, women who were taken from a country and brought overseas, say, to Burma or the Philippines, were Korea. And Korea, under the Park administration, made this a major sticking point in going forward for any other kind of political, military, or diplomatic negotiation. So it was holding up the rest of the diplomatic discussion between the two countries.
Now, is this a measure of actual justice for these 46 Korean women, or is it an acknowledgement by the prime minister, some money, and then an end to their right to complain, essentially?
Yes, you're correct. It's an expedient measure to take this issue, which the United States is complicit in believing is gumming up the works, is getting in between any kind of coalition or alliance between Japan, Korea, and the United States. They feel that this is an inappropriate issue. And the Japanese have very artfully used the obstinacy of South Korea to slow up economic relations, to stop investment in South Korea, as well as say that there can't be a closer military cooperation in the region because Korea is refusing to come to the table. So this agreement is basically to take away the issue.
The United States, of course, has major interests in that part of the world. The pivot towards Asia, which is a much broader issue than the relationship between South Korea and Japan. But you're implying, of course, that the United States has a major hand and a major incentive here as well.
Yes. The United States officials have actually boasted that they were instrumental in bringing the two parties together and to hammer out some kind of agreement. I wouldn't say the agreement is historic or landmark. It's merely a continuation of the agreement and apology that was in 1993, which the Abe administration, the current Japanese administration, has worked very hard to discredit and undermine. And his so-called apology is merely a toning down, actually, of one of the sentences from that statement, which we know as the Kono Statement. And the funds are basically what would have been distributed if all the women in Korea were willing to accept funds from a fund that was established in 1995.
A small amount of compensation for a small number of women and diplomatic incentives all around. A statement from the White House last night praising the agreement between South Korea and Japan on 46 surviving comfort women from South Korea. Mindy Cutler, director of Asia Policy Point, thank you so much.
You're welcome.